This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast Studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Thursday, May 7th to you. It is the County 10 Podcast from our mobile Porter's 10Cast Studio, made possible by YDOT. The Wyoming Department of Transportation reminds you to never drink and drive. It's a terrible decision. DUIs could cost you financially, could cost you a job, could cost you your life or someone else their life. Come up with a game plan. Get a sober driver every time. And the County 10 Podcast made possible by Rendezvous Dental. They're going to open on Monday. Dr. Crane, Dr. Sackett will be excited to accept new patients. They're at 312 North 8th West. Going to move into that new building at North 8th West and Sunset very soon. Top of the line, state-of-the-art technology. Great friendly people as well at Rendezvous Dental. Fremont County saw its worst day as far as number of positive cases of coronavirus, recording 25 new cases over 24 hours. Increased testing may have accounted for some of the increase in numbers. There are now 155 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Fremont County, currently 9 probable cases. Fremont County Public Health Officer Dr. Brian G. sent out a release to the public yesterday saying the disease is considered community spread and affecting many parts of Fremont County. He encourages mask use in public and staying home if you are sick. Fremont County still has the most COVID-19 cases in Wyoming. The only other county in triple digits is Laramie County with 109 confirmed cases. Keep in mind, Laramie County has a population over double that of Fremont County's. On the complete other end of the spectrum, no cases at all confirmed in Platte or Weston counties. Park, Niobrara, and Hot Springs County, just one confirmed case. Wyoming Department of Health website has more details, including a recoveries. 46 of Fremont County's 155 confirmed cases are now confirmed recoveries. 4 Fremont County mayors have shared an open letter to the public in support of loosening restrictions for Fremont County residents and businesses. Those mayors include Riverton's Rich Gard, Pavilion's Chuck Snyder, Shoshone's Joel Highsmith, and Dubois Mayor John Meyer. The letter says the mayors believe that coronavirus is serious and needs attention, in particular with the elderly communities, but it is their belief that the requirements that have been placed on the citizens should be loosened. The article states, quotes, "We find ourselves over the last 3 weeks extremely concerned with the economic growth of our city and our county. We've also seen an increase in domestic violence and violence toward others at this time. We believe this is because of the length of the stay-at-home requests, loss of jobs and income, in general worry of people's well-being. We've had incidents such as barricaded shooter on Aspen Drive in Riverton with loss of life involved in the situation," end quote. You can find the full article at county10.com. They say it's their belief that they are given by the Constitution of the United States and the state of Wyoming the ability to freely assemble, to practice religious assembly, and to provide a living for themselves and their family. Again, full article is up at county10.com. Hudson-based Wyoming Custom Meats is helping out during a time of need for many. Wyoming First Lady Jenny Gordon's Wyoming Hunger Initiative is teaming up with Wyoming Custom Meats, located in Hudson, and the Wyoming Stock Growers Association to launch a new program called Food from the Farm and Ranch. The collaboration will use donated beef cattle processed by Wyoming Custom Meats, then it'll be donated to the Wyoming Food Bank of the Rockies. That beef will then be distributed through the state to various folks in need. Currently, 3 beef cattle have been donated. Additional processing dates, though, scheduled for later this month. The group hopes to accommodate more donations from local food producers. The ultimate goal of the group is to combat food insecurity and help support the local food economy. More details about this project, how you can help with monetary donations or food donations, all at county10.com. The town of Pavilion has announced that you can expect more drive-in movies. They held their first one a few days ago, thanks to the town of Pavilion and Possum Pete's working together to provide a family-friendly free movie night. Vehicles were bumper-to-bumper all the way. Our reporter Amanda Faring went, said vehicles were lined up from the rec center all the way to out of town on the highway. About 200 vehicles in total were estimated there, and several hundred people. Pavilion Mayor Chuck Snyder said, aside from a few hiccups like the wind blowing the screen over once, it went smoothly. That's just what you got to deal with in Wyoming, I think. The town of Pavilion Council shared that they plan more movie nights very soon. You can check out some more details at county10.com. There were no specifics given on when to expect the next one. However, as soon as we know, we will provide all the details for you. Central Wyoming College, unfortunately, will not be able to have a standard graduation. However, they are recognizing this year's graduates with a parade. This is on Friday the 8th, coming up tomorrow, if you're listening to this on the day the podcast was released. 5:30 p.m., it begins at the CWC campus. Faculty and staff are being asked to park in the Art Center parking lot. Observers and family members being asked to park in either the Health or Sciences parking lot or the gym parking lots, and they ask that you stay in your vehicles for safety. Faculty and staff will be standing along Highway 26 the north end between Hill Street and Circle Drive. There is a parade map and all the details on this graduation ceremony at county10.com. And of course, this will precede the Friday night cruise happening again in Riverton at 7 o'clock. The cruise at 7, the CWC graduation starts at 5:30. Our good friend John Gabrielson will be broadcasting from both on 88.1 Rustler Radio. Again, this is Teacher Appreciation Week, and if you'd like to support a local instructor, we want to know about them. Submit your favorite teacher in Fremont County or one that you think deserves a shout-out, and tell us a little bit why. We ask for a few sentences about why they're an inspiration to you or your child's life. County10.com's got a submission right now. You can check out over 20 that have been submitted already up at County10.com, and we'll be posting these throughout the week and into the weekend. Submit a nomination for your favorite teacher now for Teacher Appreciation Week, and a big thank you from all of us at 10Cast for the instructors all across Fremont County. Well, if you haven't yet, check out an all-new episode of Dead and Gone in Wyoming, the true crime podcast that's been very successful on the network. Had a new one come out this week. This is kind of a two-parter, so if you missed the most recent one called The Little Miss Murder, you can go back and listen to that one before you listen to this one. I think it would make a little bit more sense. That's if you're a true crime fan. If you're a sports fan, I was able to catch up with Taylor McGregor, former Colorado Rockies field reporter yesterday. She now works for the Chicago Cubs, so we talk a little bit of baseball over on the County 10 Kickoff Show. And if you're a history buff, our good friends Zach and Kirsten from the Rediscover the Winds podcast talk a little bit about their Adventure Trek series from the Fremont County Museum System on the latest Rediscover the Winds podcast. A whole lot of audio for you to check out along the 10Cast Network. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and go to 10cast.county10.com to find some Fremont County-based podcasts. Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique makes the County 10 podcast possible. Mother's Day is coming up, and it's a great spot to find some deals like jewelry, home decor, and fashion. They're working on some new lines, including one called Whitney Howard Designs that makes pewter jewelry. It's an eco-conscious company from Southern California. Check it out. Our customers are really excited about this. It's a great store. There's new stuff all the time. Really fun spot to pop in. They've got a great staff. Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique next to the movie theater. Follow them on Instagram, too. They do a lot of cool stuff over there. And the County 10 podcast is made possible by Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy, just up the streets on Main Street in downtown Lander. They're at 4th and Main, right next to the Verizon store. Kind of a tricky location there, but if you find the Verizon store, they're right next door. They treat conditions affecting the entire body with FCE testing, return to work training. They have the only two certified hand therapists in Lander. That's Michelle Mazur and Laura Varner. They're moving into a new building later this year. That's Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy. Some exciting new things, but already some great services. Step living in pain or discomfort and check out Elevate Rehab. Thanks to all of the folks that make the County 10 podcast possible. Thanks to you for listening. We sincerely appreciate that. Without your support, wouldn't be able to do this. Some exciting new things coming soon on the County 10 podcast, so stand by for that. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app if you haven't done so. Sincerely appreciate you listening. Continue to be safe and well all across Fremont County and Wyoming, and have a great day.
The County 10 podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porters. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, Elevate Rehab, and Rendezvous Dental. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.